Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to the Calm Podcast. 30 minutes every single week of calm noises and relaxing meditations to make you feel at ease and relax. In today's modern world, there's so much going on around us. Busy noises, loud screeching, but right here, right now, is a calm, safe space. Relax. Close your eyes. Don't think about the things that are worrying you. Ah, spider! This isn't the Calm Podcast. This is Small Screen Nostalgia. Hey!
Hey!
Let's go!
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
You've had quite the week, haven't you?
I have. I've done the clean gig.
I'll be honest. I tried to get Dave Dowerhy to record your set so I could play various bits of it back here, but he forgot. So that would have been brilliant right now. Go ahead. You coming on? How did it go? Fantastically. Did it really? Let's go to 4 minutes in. How did it actually go?
He was watching it from the side at the end. And, I said the night started with him mentioning STDs, and I thought, hang on a minute, I don't have to be as clean as I thought it had to be.
STDs? Wow. Yeah. That's not clean at all. That's the very opposite.
It was basically the Phoenix Club.
Good or bad Phoenix Club? Club?
Good Phoenix Club. It looked like they were filming a new series in there. And it was us on, and three comedians that were just people from the Rotary Club that wanted to have a go.
Oh, no one told me about that.
One of them.
Oh, I didn't know about that. That was left out from the main thing.
One of them was very, very drunk with a puppet.
Yeah.
You know,
stolen your act.
No, not my act. No. You know Cridlin's puppet he used to use on Living the Dream?
Yeah.
That is the old, I forgot what the character was called. It was that puppet. It was that one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And other people were just nicking jokes from other people. Someone did the whole set as Dave Allen.
Wow.
And the other ones were just like speeches, that basically just funny speeches they've come up with. And
was it good fun though?
Yes. Dave swore and had to put money had to give money to the charity afterwards.
That's impressive. That's how they get you. You do a charity gig, you donate your time, and then you swear and have to give money for said gig after donating the most valuable thing, your time.
So then I was on. I was going to do some stuff, and they loved the stuff I did, which was I wasn't going to do the brothel bit. I thought that was too rude. They loved that bit, and I was like, I've misthought this gig.
I think though, old people are filth.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said,
and they've been through it all. They know all the words. They've heard words you haven't even heard.
I said to them, I was told tonight to behave, but you lot are filth.
Yeah, I bet they were. I bet you looked down and thought these are fucking filth, all of them.
But normally at a gig, you might expect payment from a gig, which I got payment as well. I also got a box of Thornton's chocolates.
That's quite nice. That's a lovely little thing.
And a letter from the chairman of the Deal Rotary Club.
Don't spring something on me like that. A letter from the head of the Rotary. What did the letter say to you from the head of the Rotary Club?
It thanked me for taking part in the comedy night. It didn't actually say my name because the chocolates were given out randomly. So I thought this is not personal, is it?
Yeah.
It just said thank you from the managing director of the Rotary Club for performing tonight. You don't normally get that.
That's a really. I might start doing that. Oh mate. Oh, that really tickled me. It didn't say your name because Scott's one says Adam. Also, my highlight of those posters, there was a few highlights. One, I was Adam. One, for some reason, your name said Chris Jones on it.
Well, you know what happened, don't you? It was, they wrote your name. They didn't delete the Jones bit. They just put Chris and put Chris Jones on it.
Yeah, but Chris Jones, like, Chris Barnes isn't your stage name either.
No, they did bring me on as Trevor Feelgood, so I was quite pleased about that.
Well, this is it. This is it, man. I'm doing Whorefest this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think it's Kent's only dog-based festival. And I looked at the lineup and couldn't find myself and looked again and said, that doesn't say AMJ. And it said Adam Jones, which I just, you know, when you just look at it and think.
Did you tell him? Did you say, that's not me?
Well, it was just a thing as well, when you're looking going like, I don't know, I think it's in doing this for a while now. The name, just check the name. And I'm not Adam Jones on anything. Like, I haven't been Adam Jones ever in this. Adam Jones is actually the guitarist of rock band Tool. So people are going to be very upset.
Also, Feel Good Comedy Club was last night.
Yes, Feel Good. But hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. Feel Good Comedy Club was last night. You can't be in two places at the same time. That would be the trope of a 90s sitcom.
I wasn't. I put it in charge, which was almost the same as a 90s sitcom, which is I get a message from the club. No, I get a message from the owners of the bar that I run it in at half past six saying, oh, it's indoors, is it?
Can I just stop you there? I knew something was up when I saw them photos and half of them were indoors and half was outside. And I looked at that. And listener, if you've not been to Feel Good Comedy, it's an outdoor gig in an enchanted forest. That's pretty much what it is. And I looked at them photos and thought, there is something good here. There is something juicy. There is one that is clearly inside in a small room and one that is outside with a woman who doesn't look like she knew she was going to a comedy night in front.
Yeah, this is what happened. I got a message at 6:30 going, it's outside, isn't it? And I said, no, I'm inside. He said, well, I put it all outside now. Because I wasn't going, if anyone's listening who was at the gig, I didn't care because I wasn't there. I said, all right then, so put it out there. So then I got messages from a comedian saying, I was about to do the voice then, we'll give it away who it was, and said, sorry, it's outside, it's too cold, I'm not going on.
What? What?
One of the acts didn't go on because it was too cold outside.
What, for them or for...
I think it was for them. I don't think it was for the audience.
For the audience. I'm not going outside. It's too cold. Did they leave?
I don't know. I think they... No, I don't think... Yeah. Yeah, I think they did leave because there's no pictures of them in any of the shots.
So,
anyway.
So was there anything that was then done inside?
Yeah, it was done inside. After the interval, they moved it indoors.
Wow.
But...
That's some gig you got going. You've had quite the time.
I have. Do you know what? So all that gig? That gig was, I must say, it was horrible.
Do you know what's not horrible? Friday the 13th at Faversham Fringe, where you could see me and Chris Bart. Are you confirmed for this?
No, not yet. What was this, an exclusive? I don't know. Dave said something yesterday.
I'll just say it. Did you want a spot?
Isn't it next Friday?
Yeah.
In Faversham?
Yeah.
He said emceeing or something.
No. I'll get you to open.
Oh, right. Then what are you doing?
Which I'm going to emcee and close.
Oh, okay.
So, but you'll get longer that way.
So what's he doing?
Still he's doing going anything? On in the middle.
All right. He said it's a short show. This is something we shouldn't be doing on the air.
No. So we'll discuss it afterwards. We'll discuss it. It'll all be all right. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Are you available? Would you like to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Would you like a 10?
Yeah. Yes. I've also didn't like it last night because he told me about this. He said, would you like to do Fowler's Revenge? I said, yes. 2 seconds later, he says, we've sold 4 tickets.
Yeah, he's good like that, is Dave. It's a skill. Saying that, though, I had sold 4 last week and I had 25 in.
Yeah, he said that as well. He said that Adam says that it by the time it gets to the day, they've actually booked some tickets.
No one books in advance anymore, mate. No one books in advance.
And Scott Fishden said that you are amazing and you are a nice guy last night. And I just stood in the corner and didn't say anything. I said, I'm not having this.
I just sat with Adam's a nice guy. Like, God, stand him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take. He's a really good act, isn't he, Scott? Big shout out to Scott. I think he's smashing it.
I was going to say to you, what's happened between me and you? You don't book me anymore. Have we fallen out? That's what I was going to say last
time. I do book you. I book you all the time. I'm not having this again because last time you did this, you convinced me that you'd never done the gig before.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realised one of the posters that you, one of the pictures you posted was you at the gig previously.
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah.
I go, yeah, I've done that. I go, no, I know you've done it. And I know you had done it twice before as well. Stop that. I'm not having that kind of negative attitude on this podcast. Not with the calm and positivity at the beginning.
But also, you've just booked me for next Friday, so it's not
true. I booked you.
Yeah.
Trev,
yeah,
we go. If you are the suitable act, I will book you.
Oh, well, put me on the, what's it called? In Canterbury, the one on the roof.
I've not even got a date for it yet. The one on the roof. Can you refer to it a bit better than the one on the roof, please?
What's it called?
This is why you're not getting any bookings.
Yeah, I don't know locations. I just...
The one on the roof.
The one outside, the one inside, the one that I would have loved to have been because of chaos of the owners dragging the speaker back indoors.
I'm just picturing that gig. I'm just picturing it. That was when's the next one? Is it indoors?
Yes, it will be indoors. I will specify it's indoors in November on November the 2nd.
But... You haven't booked me for that.
You've done it once this year already. I've got posters to prove it.
Is it like that now?
But I just like the fact that even though I wasn't there, Trevor Chaos still happened. I can make chaos even when I'm not in the room.
You should be a proud man. You should be a proud man. It's
also like the BBC Three sitcom Horrible, which I introduced about 5 minutes ago.
We watched Horrible. Starred in Johnny Vaughan and...
Ricky Grover. I love Ricky Grover.
I love Ricky Grover. Every time I've meant to gig with him, he's cancelled. So I feel like, I don't know if it's me, but every time I've been on a bill with him, I've been like, I'm on with Ricky Grover. And he's not done the gig. I don't know if it's me personally. I think it might be. He might look at my face and go, nah.
I've heard a story about him driving an act home once.
Yeah.
And he pulled off into the hard shoulder and then opened his jeans and went, go on then. And the person was like, what? He's like, go on then. He was like, and then there was a silence and went, oh, are you joking? And he drove off again. Was
like, he's a scary guy as well, though.
Yeah, I'd do it. Okay.
You would do it. And pay for the privilege of doing it as well.
I don't remember where I got that from.
You know where you got that from.
I like the beginning of this. They start Johnny Vaughan's in the car bullshitting and he says, I'm living the dream. I just thought of you when he said that.
Yeah, I think the character as well was, I quite liked it and I wanted to see how he progressed, old Johnny Vaughan. There's nothing more nostalgic than Johnny Vaughan. He's just great, isn't he? I know you can still listen to him on Radio X. He's absolutely brilliant. But this was proper Johnny Vaughan. I enjoyed this. I really did. I wanted to find something that made me hate it a little bit. So it was funny, but no.
Do you know why this isn't regarded as highly as it should have been?
No.
Because of the air date of it.
Where was it?
It aired like a couple of days after 9/11. So everyone was just watching the news and didn't really want comedy. And this is why it died a death, apparently.
You would have thought you needed a laugh after 9/11, though, wouldn't you?
You would. I found this on a list of really awful comedies, really bad comedies, and it's not as bad as they were making out it was.
I think the thing is, you've got to remember now, we've pretty much watched everything, everything that's out there. So when someone thinks that's bad, going, oh, no, you don't know bad. But I think the starting of it was good. I like Johnny Vaughan's character. It was very kind of... I like the way it was filmed as well. It felt like it had that gritty kind of noughties feeling. Going, this has literally been made for next to nothing.
The noughties did have a feeling of that. It was just post the 90s. Well, why am I telling people about time? Yeah, it was past the 90s. Yeah, of course it was, Chris, because that's how time works. Yeah, It didn't look like the 90s, it looked like the noughties, even though it was 2001.
It felt very much like that. It was the whole story as well. I like the idea of someone trying to be a gangster, but not even on like the run of the being a gangster yet, just being a bit of a bullshitter. Just, it was almost like Del Boy, if Del Boy got into a lot more scrapes with the Welsh Mafia.
Do you want a sitcom fact?
I want a sitcom fact. Give me that sitcom fact.
The Welsh gangster in this is the German officer the German officer in Dad's Army that says your name will also go on the list. He's the pipe bloke.
I thought I recognised him. I enjoyed the Welsh having gangster scenes. You don't see many Welsh gangsters, do you?
But was he a Welsh gangster? Because all he had in his trunk was a
Welsh rugby kit.
That's it. He had a Welsh rugby kit in the back of his car.
But you take a rugby kit to the Welsh, especially a special one, that is like gold, mate. That is like rock and roll shit. They love rugby. Rugby is massive over there. And I say that as someone who's half Welsh and half Scottish. It is like football is over here. And I know you're a big football fan, Chris.
I am. When
who do you support?
Southampton. When there's a new transfer window, I'm getting a unicorn on my arm.
Whee! Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whee!
That joke went down better at Graham's wedding. Anyway.
It sure did.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
welcome back. You see, you're half Welsh. Can you speak Welsh?
No, not at all.
Oh, because he's Johnny Vaughan says to the gangster, your mother has many men friends, apparently.
That's one of those old sitcoms. See, I think as well, we need to start watching more episodes of the sitcom, because the first one felt very much like, we need to write a trailer. Not a trailer, a pilot. We don't need to write a trailer. That's what happens after the pilot. And like the second one, it finds its feet a lot more. Basically, if no one's seen this before, Johnny Vaughan's character is a bit of a bullshitter, and he accidentally picks up the Welsh mafia and then set fires to the car and burns a valuable Welsh rugby kit. And he gets a beating for it. But even after the beating, he just carries on lying. That's the whole idea of the character. And I, for one, thought he was brilliant.
My favourite one is when Mickey Grover comes in to his house and they go around the corner and goes, do you want a squash? Yeah, you'll have a squash. he has Robinson's or something.
I'd have a squash, though. I think Ricky Grover is a squash man.
Spalled the line. I don't know. Trousers.
Is that your new Toto tribute? You've written trousers.
Yeah. Leather jacket.
For the listener, Chris is learning words whilst looking at a piece of paper right now. Leather jacket.
That was it. He thinks the gangster's going to give him a drink. Now, my dad used to say this. He used to say, it's all right, mate, I'll give you a drink. So yeah. It does mean money sometimes. So he's not as stupid as they're making out him to be.
Yeah, but that's like Cockney, isn't it? Everyone knows that. I'll sort you out a drink.
Yeah.
And also, when you say that, if I said, but no one knows how much a drink is. So if I go, I'll sort you out a drink, how much would you think I'll give you? If I say I'll give you a drink for doing that.
Tenner.
Because I'd go 20 for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. See, no one knows. And exactly. A drink isn't a drink, because if it was a drink,
it'd be a drink.
It would be the price of a pint, but it depends where you drink as well. Because if you're drinking in London, that's $2,000.
I'm not sure if I was allowed to say this on the air or not. You'll find out if it's in. But last night, they were selling Foster's pint cans, which were obviously from a supermarket in the bar.
Yeah.
That's not allowed. Amazing.
Can I just do a big shout out to my mate, drummer from Tokyo Tea Room, Sam Teva, who's going to great lengths to try and be sponsored by Foster's at the moment. And he's actually set up his own Instagram page. So we'll put a link in it. It's something to behold. Moretti have reached out, but not Foster's.
Well, he's not interested in Moretti. He's like, no,
he just wants Foster's. It's a weird one, Foster's, isn't it? Because you love a Foster's.
I do. I even do TikTok lives with a Foster's box on my head.
Why? What is it with Foster's? Because I'll drink a Foster's, but I'd rather drink a Budweiser. Why?
No, not a Budweiser.
But Foster's not. You don't drink a Foster's and go, oh, that's a good beer. Ever. No one has ever done that with a Foster's.
Well, I don't mind Stella and Carlin and Carlsberg and all the other lagers as well. But I've said this before, it's because it was the most available and then you don't mix your drinks when you go out. But no one does it anymore, so I have to mix your drinks.
That's the key. You hold on to them Foster's. And also, it's one of the last ones where you can buy 24 cans for a decent price.
It's like Joseph that goes into a pub and has to have today's special, which is Uncle Bulgaria's old dirty ball bag. And then you go to the next pub, they ain't got it on. That's not a special. You have to buy something else. You have to buy a Doom Bar or something.
Hello, Joseph Bartram, friend of the show.
You got a friend in me.
Are you saying you're drinking low-grade beer just for consistency in a night out?
I am, yeah. When I first started drinking, I used to drink Heineken, but they don't really do that anymore. Are you saying
they do Heineken in some places? Heineken are now doing all the Beaver Town.
Yes. Yeah, there is one uptown that's a Beaver Town.
Why would you drink Foster's? Why when you could have a Beaver Town?
I've never had a Beaver Town.
This is the problem. This is the problem. You need to start drinking nice beer, mate.
Yeah, but it's like when you go to the specials menu of McDonald's, you go, oh, I'll have one of the new things they've got. You get it. It's not that good. You think, all right, then fine. I'll just have a Big Mac like I normally do.
Well, rewind. I give you the Big Tasty and the McRib. Every time they come along, they're good and they're glorious.
All right.
Come on, Chris. We need to spice up your life, to quote the Spice Girls. You can't. How old are you?
40 in October.
You're 40 in October. And you're drinking Foster's.
Yeah, I'm 14. I'm 14
October. You're not 14.
I can't wait for this rule that the Conservative Party are bringing in, which is you can't. A kid of 14 will never smoke.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
No, it's I get close, and they keep moving the goalposts.
I love the idea that they think kids are waiting for their age, waiting for the time to come round to smoke.
That is the thing, is they will find a way. No 14-year-olds ever smoke. Yes, shove off. They will find a way.
How disconnected are the Conservative Party that they haven't realised addiction doesn't have an age limit? It doesn't start, do you know what I mean? It doesn't think, I'm old enough now. Boom, it's a lot. It's more the way people are being held down in this country and not being able to evolve into something a lot better because of the government in charge. So horrible.
Horrible. It did remind me a bit of Kettering.
It did. It was very, I don't know. You watched it. It was just a story. There was no like side notes or anything. It just was the whole of the story. You followed it and that was it. There was no spin-off bit. Do you know what I mean? Straight through.
So there's been a robbery and Johnny Vaughan's character thinks that he was part of it, and someone tells him about it and says his car has been on the news. So he gets Ricky to burn the car, and then Ricky comes to the window and Ricky's basically on fire. I thought, what went wrong with burning the car? Why are you steaming and got black soot on?
I found that really funny, the idea of him just standing at a window whilst the old sitcom trait of going, do you know anything about my rugby kit? It's like, it was in my car and someone's nicked it. And then him coming over going, I set fire to your car. I just thought it was classic comedy, but done in kind of a new, fresh way.
Thought that when they're watching this, like, crime programme on the television, and they're going...
In a pub.
Yeah, and so they're going to the mate, you can't do that anymore then, can you, Barry? And I thought, I bet that does happen if they show it. People going,
You've been dogging again. But nothing, like, shows off a pub better than that. Like, I remember, I don't know if it's still got that vibe, like, in those kind of local pubs, but, like, you'd watch the news together and discuss it, and... And it's just that there's something beautiful about that in a pub. Like, something comes up, boom, a man has been arrested for molesting a duck. Oh, Steve, see, so you've been up to your old tricks again.
But I don't understand having it in a pub, because all you've got is the pictures. Football, I can understand it, because you could play it without having the commentary on. But they do play it with commentary when it's football. But when anything else is on, it's just left on with the subtitles on some. Not even the subtitles.
I remember one Wednesday night in the Boar's Head in Dover. I must have been about 17 at the time. And I was there with my dad. And for some reason, a month before its release at the cinema, the landlord decided to show Ali G in the house. Or is it in the movie?
Before it was released in the cinema.
Before it was released in the cinema. So there's about 20 of us. And it wasn't the target demographic for watching Ali G at the time. I think I was the youngest in there by about 30 years. Just sat there.
So it was for you, but not anyone else in there.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they were trying to keep young people in there, but like, if they got bored, they'd just put a film on.
Yeah, but not a film that hasn't even come out yet. How did they get hold of it?
I don't know. It's Dover, mate. I just don't question it. Turn up, watch it. I mean, he was starting to sell popcorn. I thought he was taking it a bit too far at that point, but very odd. But the second episode of this, there's a great scene where he tries to bullshit having a night out or something. For 92 quid, and literally goes, well, that can never be done. That could never be done. And the whole pub are there. And it's just great to see where everyone's going, right, well, you said you had a curry for £15. No, but it was on the specials menu. And they're there with a calculator trying to calculate this night out. It's genius. I really thought that was a great bit of comedy. It's worth watching it just for that.
This is not the show that I wanted it to be.
It's not. I thought... But the thing is, as well, you've got two greats in it as well. Two actual greats. Ricky Grover, who I think is probably one of the best comedians out there. And Johnny Vaughan, who is timeless, really. Still working, still getting in the numbers. So it's going to work.
All right. He's a legend and all that. Is he a good actor? I don't think he is. I think he's just playing Johnny.
Oh, God, no.
He's playing Johnny Vaughan, isn't he?
But what else would you want Johnny Vaughan to play?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
What? Like, this is it. Johnny Vaughan. Is playing the part of Hamlet.
Hello there. To be or not to be, that is the question. Right, now on to Pushy Mums.
His hair was magnificent in this, by the way.
What do you mean? I didn't know.
Johnny's hair was incredible. Yeah,
I know you mean Johnny's hair, but what was wrong with Johnny's hair?
No, I said it was magnificent.
How? It's what it normally is, isn't it? Or is it longer?
No, it was proper kind of full-on curtains. Oh. As a man who can't grow hair anymore, find it like every time I see good hair, I look back and think, I bet Johnny's watching this back, going like that. Those were good times having that hair.
It might be a wig.
I don't think it was a wig. I don't know. Shall we ask him?
Ask him on X. No, sorry, Twitter. I'm not calling it X.
He's on Radio X, so that could work perfectly.
Oh, I bet they love that brand synergy. Being follow Radio X on X.
XX. They need another X. They need another X in something.
I know this is backtracking slightly. But
follow your
X. So it's slightly backtracking in when we've nearly finished the episode. What did you do this week?
Oh, I did a gig on a rooftop bar. It was absolutely lovely.
Oh, that roof one.
And then I did a preview show.
Oh, and nothing.
Which was absolutely lovely. I went to London. I did a tour on Monday, which was absolutely lovely. What did I do Tuesday? Oh, Tuesday I did a quiz. I did a brand new quiz. I rewrote the quiz and put in a game called Matching Satchin, where it's higher or lower, but with Twitter. So I'll give you someone from Twitter and you need to guess if it's higher or lower. It's a made-up game from Ellis and John, but the kids loved it.
That's been my week.
They
pretend someone was asked to go around the shop asking someone if penguin or gnome. Okay. They wanted to buy this blanket and they wasn't sure to get the penguin or gnome one. So it just became... And they said it down the radio and someone just went, penguin. And I thought he didn't even know what the question was. penguin.
I'd always go penguin. I don't trust gnomes.
But it was for a little kid and I think the penguin suited it better.
Fair play. Oh, I've got big news.
Oh, here we go.
Deal.
Yes.
25th of November.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to be gathering around in the town.
Yes.
It's time for the Christmas lights.
Mm.
They've booked a big, big person to turn them on.
Dave Benson Phillips.
Me!
Oh, that's anti-climate.
A man who struggled to fill a 40-seater room in Faversham is turning on.
Are you Christmas lights? Are you paying for the seats in this for the people to put the lights on?
I'm not paying for the seats.
Oh.
I want to be the mayor. I've realised the last few days, like, I want one of those titles.
Yeah,
I'd like to be the mayor.
Yeah, but you don't just do public appearances, isn't your job. You have to do mayoring stuff as well.
Yeah, but what is mayoring stuff?
I don't know, because I'm not a mayor. But I know that you have to actually do something. You don't just come out and go, I declare this supermarket open. You got to do other stuff.
Yeah, but I'm good at that, though. I'm good at all that stuff.
I know you're good at that bit.
It can't be that hard.
That's why you do comedy. That is the only criteria.
I know. And to be honest, it probably is the only thing I am actually good at. But if I could work out the mayoring, do you reckon I'd be a good mayor?
Yeah, you'd be a great mayor. You turn into Eddie Izzard now and you're going to do what she does and you're going to start going into politics.
I'm going to be a mayor, mate. This is all fun and games until I come towards Ashford with it, isn't it?
Oh, no. I was going to say, is that Henry VIII?
See, mate, imagine, right, the Christmas light switch on, right?
Mm.
Not only is there a celebrity, I'd get a decent celebrity, someone better than me. I know that's hard to believe. And then Henry VIII comes on to give a speech.
Mm.
How do I become a mayor?
I don't know how you become a mayor. Why are you asking me? Oh, you know other people in politics.
I think now the more I'm thinking about it,
I'd really like
to be mayor. Do you think he'd be up for that? Do you think he'd be up for helping me become mayor?
He poked me yesterday on Facebook.
What did he? What, just to remind you that 2004 was still a thing?
No, someone poked me on Facebook and I went down a list of people that poked me recently and he poked me 2 years ago. So I poked him back.
That's amazing.
It doesn't mean flirting anymore. Anyway, I thought you were about to say that we were going to be on Deal Radio, but I don't know when that's going
to
happen.
I need to talk to them this week. Once again, great stuff that we need to actually have a meeting about. Also, I heard the best heckle ever the other day in a coffee shop where someone went, oh, can I have a cappuccino, please? And the bloke behind him went, oh, is it 1997?
I
thought that's just beautiful.
Because this is Small Screen Nostalgia and we've got to go. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Which one of us needs to get to work?
No. It's about the Zoom's about to finish in a second.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We did discuss a bit of Audible.
Yeah.
What would you give it?
Oh shit! I'd give it 8 baseball caps out of 10.
I'd give it 8 Welsh rugby kits out of 10. Right, so that's it.
So let's
lock
it
in.
Squash. Yeah, please. Bing, bing.
So on that bombshell, bye bye everybody.
Bye bye. It'll be the same.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.